girl just crossed in front of the car and she had a transparent carrier bag with a huge, huge dog turd in it. She was swinging it like it was an expensive handbag. And she pulled it off quite well, actually. I didn't notice till the last minute. I've just pulled over to get my bearings and find my way into St. Neots. I've been driving all over Upper Cambridge here this morning, trying to source some bits and bobs for my garden office. The never-ending job of doing it up. And at the moment, I was having real problems finding hammock fixings. Because they're not the kind of things you get off the shelf for attaching to a beam which you can't get over the top of, so I'm going to have to drill through the beam. One guy recommended this place that does lifting supplies and services or something it's called. Wherever this is geotagged, you know, I don't know where it is. Something SoCon. I just was looking for places on my Google Places and then following wherever the map said. Anyway, lifting supplies and services, they're amazing. Just literally a very dark hole filled with cables and girders and bits and pieces. And I went in and I said roughly what I needed, and everybody was out at the time. And the girl in the office came out and says, look, we've got this, this and this. And it was pretty heavy duty stuff, you know, for like lifting buildings with. I said, you know, I've put on a bit of weight, but it's probably a bit of overkill. I'll leave it, thanks. I left anyway, and suddenly dawned on me how to do this. I saw a press in the back of their workshop, so I turned around, went back in, just as one of the guys came back off the lunch, and I said, look, I need a couple of cheap carabiners. I need some steel cable, preferably plasticized. He had it on a roll. And I need it to be clamped into two eyelets, which I will fasten to a bolt going through the beam. Job done. So he's going to make those for me for a few quid. And so I'm getting some custom-made fastenings to my specifications. And all going well, I shall be swinging on a hammock in no time at all. Obviously relaxing in between epic bouts of work. We're now into St. Neots to see a guy about a picture frame. I dropped off my original Che Guevara print, or should I say original Jim Fitzpatrick print of Che Guevara, one of a very limited amount. He kindly gave me one when I met him in Dublin recently. There is an audio booth. You search for Jim Fitzpatrick, or Jim Fitzpatrick is in fact on Twitter if you want to talk to him directly. He's got these prints going at 500 euros each, and once they're gone, they're gone. You will never be able to get another original Che Guevara print image. And it's more about the art than the man himself for me. This iconic image is what impresses me, and it's fantastic to be able to hang one, hopefully, on the wall. So that's been framed and is awaiting my collection. So a lot of driving, a lot of chatting with small businesses, and getting stuff done.